So here's a question that keeps coming up in entrepreneur circles lately. Can a single AI-powered platform actually replace your entire tech stack? I mean, we're talking about everything from your CRM to your community platform, course hosting, marketing automation, all of it. Is that even possible?
You know, it sounds almost too good to be true, right? But we're seeing a real shift happening. For years, entrepreneurs have been duct taping together 10, 15 different tools. You've got one subscription for email, another for your courses, another for your community, maybe a separate funnel builder, and they don't talk to each other. It's expensive, it's clunky, and honestly, it's exhausting.
Exactly. And the integration headaches alone. I mean, how many hours do people spend just trying to get these tools to sync properly?
Too many. But what we're seeing now with AI business infrastructure is a complete rethinking of how this works. Instead of piecing together disconnected software, you have one unified ecosystem. Everything from your website and blog to your CRM, community platform, course hosting, funnels, live streaming, affiliate programs, all operating together seamlessly.
So let's talk about the AI piece specifically. How does AI actually help build this kind of system? Because a lot of entrepreneurs here build a platform and immediately think they need to hire developers or learn to code.
That's the beauty of it. AI is removing those technical barriers. Instead of needing coding skills or design expertise, you literally describe what you want. You might say, "I want a coaching community," or "I want a hub for affiliate marketers." And the AI helps bring that vision to life. It's leveraging advanced AI systems to generate pages, structure communities, organize courses, build funnels, all without you touching a line of code.
So it's like having an AI business builder that understands your vision and translates it into a functional platform.
Exactly. And it's not cookie cutter either. You can customize everything to your brand, your niche, your specific business model. Whether you're a coach, consultant, content creator, e-commerce business, or even a local business owner, the AI adapts to what you need. I actually worked with someone last year who thought she'd need to hire a whole development team. Turned out, she built her entire coaching hub in a weekend just by describing her vision to the AI. She was stunned.
That's incredible. Now, I want to dig into this idea of a hub-centric business. What does that actually mean? And why is it different from just having a website or running funnels?
Great question. A hub is more than a website, more than a funnel. It's a complete digital ecosystem that you own. Think about it. When you build a following on social media, you're building on rented land. One algorithm change, one policy update, and your reach gets throttled or your account gets restricted. With a hub-centric approach, you own the entire experience. Your community, your content, your customer relationships, your data. It all lives in one place that you control.
Right. And ownership really is the foundation here. That point about ownership and control sets up our next piece, building a loyal community within that hub. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Cashwell Forever helps entrepreneurs build sustainable online businesses using a hub-centric, community-based model. Members learn to create a centralized digital hub where they can grow a community, host courses, publish blogs, stream live events, manage customers, and create multiple income streams from one platform. Gain access to educational resources, practical training, and modern business building tools designed to simplify your online business operations. Learn more at cashwellforever.com.
Picking up on ownership and control, how do you actually build a thriving community once you have this hub in place?
This is where the concept of 1,000 true fans comes in. You don't need a million followers to build a successful business. You need 1,000 people who know you, trust you, engage with your community, purchase your products, and share your vision. When you have an owned ecosystem, Every piece of traffic you generate strengthens your platform instead of somebody else's.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So you're creating this flywheel effect where members come in, engage, learn, buy, maybe even invite others. And it all happens within your ecosystem. And with features like integrated community platforms, you can create that Facebook-type experience where members network with each other, participate in discussions, attend live events, follow your content, all while staying inside your brand environment. There's no distraction pulling them away.
Let's talk about the infrastructure side. What kind of technology actually powers something like this? Because if you're replacing 15 tools, it's got to be robust, right?
Absolutely. We're talking enterprise-level infrastructure built on cloud technology, often AWS-powered systems. It needs to be scalable so it grows with your audience, secure to protect your data and your members' information, and reliable so you're not dealing with downtime or performance issues. The all-in-one ecosystem approach is designed specifically for this kind of complete business management.
And what about the marketing automation side? I mean, if you're running a business, you need email sequences, customer journeys, segmentation. How does AI fit into that?
AI enhances every part of the customer journey. You've got AI marketing automation, handling personalized email sequences. AI workflow automation, managing tasks and follow-ups. AI CRM, tracking customer activity and purchases. It's all working together. And because it's one integrated system, you're not dealing with data living in five different places. You can see the complete picture of each customer relationship.
Right. And that unified data is huge for making smart business decisions. So to everyone listening, have you ever felt overwhelmed by all the different subscriptions and tools you're paying for each month?
That's such a common pain point. The cost savings alone can be dramatic, but the time you get back by not managing all those integrations, that's where the real value shows up.
Definitely. Now, there are also some premium expansion options people can add to these systems, right? Like mobile apps or growth tools?
Yeah. For those who want to take it further, there are options like white label mobile apps. Imagine your community having their own branded app on iPhone and Android, where members get notifications, participate in discussions, stay engaged daily. There are also systems like growth loops, where members invite others. Those new members become active, and they invite more, creating this organic expansion.
That's smart. You're essentially turning your members into growth partners.
Exactly. And for people serving customers internationally, there are resources like global legal packages to help operate with more confidence across different regions.
So we've established that AI business infrastructure can consolidate your tools, simplify operations, and give you true ownership. But here's the thing I keep coming back to. Why is this shift happening now? What's changed?
A few things, really. First, AI technology has reached a point where it can actually deliver on these promises. Second, entrepreneurs are tired of rising advertising costs, unpredictable algorithms, and building audiences they don't control. And third, there's a growing understanding that lasting businesses are built through community, relationships, and long-term customer value, rather than just funnels and quick conversions.
Have you noticed a difference in how businesses built on owned ecosystems perform versus those relying on rented platforms?
Absolutely. Businesses with owned ecosystems tend to have better retention, higher customer lifetime value, and more stability. They're less vulnerable to external changes. When you control the platform, you control the experience, the data, and the relationship. In other words, you're building something you truly own, instead of renting space on someone else's property.
I see. Go on.
That ownership piece is really the key insight. Control, stability, and building something sustainable. You know, someone joked with me the other day that their monthly software bill looked like a phone book. I said, well, at least phone books were free.
That's perfect. So for anyone listening who's thinking about making this shift, what's the first step?
Start by evaluating what you're currently using. List out all your tools, what they cost, how they integrate, or don't. Then think about what you actually need. Community, courses, CRM, content, funnels, automation. Once you see the full picture, you can start exploring platforms that bring it all together. The goal is building something you own, something that grows with you, and something that serves your members inside one cohesive experience.
Perfect. Your hub, your community, your future. Thanks for breaking this down today.
My pleasure. This is an exciting time for entrepreneurs who are ready to build differently.